It is an honor for me to be with you this Sabbath afternoon as you celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the presence of Seventh-day Adventist believers in the Midland area. An important part of Adventist service to the community is the support this church has given to the Tri-City Seventh-day Adventist School. For decades, Christian education has been and continues to be available to area families. In the early part of the 1900s, a school was organized in a room in the Adventist Church in the neighboring city of Saginaw. Classes there were available almost continuously until the school year of 1956-57, when the members of the Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw churches combined their efforts to build a school on Sorrel Road in Freeland Community to serve their constituencies in a central location with sufficient room for possible expansion in the future. The building was simple, containing three classrooms located along a hallway and restrooms at opposite ends of the hall. The original plan placed an accordion pleated curtain between the rooms containing grades 1 through 4 and 5 through 8. Which could be open to allow larger groups to convene for various activities. 5 years of vocal competition between those two groups of children encouraged the two teachers affected to request, actually beg, that a cement block wall be installed in place of the curtain. A small office was adjacent to the 9th and 10th grade classroom, which was always conveniently taught by the principal of the school. The usual swing, slide, merry-go-round, tetherball, and pole, along with a baseball field and a basketball court, were available for students during the recesses. For many years, the Midland and Saginaw churches each provided a school bus for the convenience of their students. The enrollment in the early 60s was approximately 70 students. Next door to the school building, a two-story house known as the Teacherage was built. Older area church members recall that most, if not all, of the construction of both the school and the Teacherage was done by the members of the three constituent churches. For the first few years, the principal and his family occupied the lower level of the house while a single teacher lived in the upstairs apartment. Later, when principals who had larger families were hired, they rented the entire house. After the property was sold, the Teacherage was moved to nearby 7 Mile Road, where it remains today. For about 25 years, Tri-City Junior Academy provided educational opportunities for young people in the area. During the latter part of that time period, the officials from nearby Tri-City Airport, now named MBS International Airport, contacted the school board regularly, explaining that in order to keep up with advances in aviation, the airport was needing to acquire a large area of surrounding property. Eventually, a search was initiated to find a school building accessible to the three localities. As a result, the constituencies purchased a vacant 5-classroom school on the corner of Mackinac and Cotchville Roads. During the Christmas vacation of the 1982-83 school year, the faculty and students moved to the current location at 3955 Cotchville Road. Over the past more than 20 years, many improvements, such as new playground equipment, new windows, many carpets, and much paint, have kept the school plant looking fresh. Technology training has been a regular part of the educational program at Tri-City School for decades. Local pastors have continually ministered to students, and the home and school volunteers have provided regular, delicious hot lunches, as well as purchasing some needed equipment. The children have also benefited from the many hours that qualified adult church members have spent tutoring them. For 58 years, with the Lord's many blessings, dedicated church members, school board members, parents, and teachers have worked and sacrificed to provide the opportunity of a Christian education for generations of young people. Whether the students have become cosmetologists or computer programmers, truck drivers or tool makers, lawyers or librarians, pilots or pastors, veterinarians or valets, the fervent hope and prayers of those who loved them and sacrificed for them will continue to be that they will always be the children of their Heavenly Father. I was asked to give two or three short stories with the emphasis on short about my teaching career. I began my career teaching at Tri-City Junior Academy, and I retired from them there many years later. I began my teaching career at Tri-City Junior Academy in the fall of 1962. I had met the love of my life at Andrews University, and I followed him right into the Saginaw Valley. Ray Herbel taught grades 5 through 8, Don Redwine instructed the 9th and 10th grades, and I was in charge of grades 1 through 4. With our close proximity to the Tri-City Airport, one of the runways was placed at such an angle that planes swooped low over our building, both when landing and taking off. With 30 students living and moving and having their being in the classroom, and my mind full of classes from first grade phonics to fourth grade fractions, for the first two or three weeks, nearly every ascent and descent sent me into a visible tizzy on the manner of, My students had the airline schedules down to the point where they could gleefully think, wait for it, there she goes. Only the poor little first graders who are also not acclimated to the loud noises shared my shattered nerves. One day, near the end of the first semester of that first year of teaching, I came into my classroom early before the other two men had arrived. I found my entire room in great disarray. Burglars had turned all three rooms into shambles. The local police came, and together we determined that the robbers had taken a jar containing money from a fundraiser the school had been conducting, along with some equipment. We never were able to find out who had caused the loss and the damage. Finally, in the winter of 1964, when the school offered 8 grades rather than 10 because of a drop in the enrollment of upper grade students, Ray and I were the only teachers. The area was abuzz with the news that a local resident had won the only U.S. gold medal at the Olympic Winter Games. Terry McDermott was a 23-year-old barber at Bunny's Barber Shop in Essexville, over near Bay City, who was also a very outstanding speed skater. Since faculty and students were in the midst of the winter doldrums, Ray and I decided to walk the 50 students down slushy Sorrel Road to watch the plane carrying the athletic hero land and to listen to his brief speech. I wouldn't say we stole the spotlight from Terry McDermott, but neither would I say that our motley crew did not attract some major attention that day. This concludes some of my memorable moments at Tri-City Junior Academy.